Again, seeing it's too early to begin Shemois, just want to tell you, touch upon something that's profound, just to show you how deep the Torah HaKadosha is, to tell it a new insight into Parshas Vayechi. A new piece completely. We all know that Vayechi Yaakov, says Rashi, Lama Parshas Ustuma. In the Sefer Torah, there's a gap between Parshas. Between Vayigash and Vayechi, there's not even a tiny gap. There's not even a half a line. It's all continue. Mamish as if it's part of one pasuk. So Rashi asks, "Lama parsha zu stuma? Why is this parsha stuma? Lefisha kiven shenifta Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu is nifta nistumu a name the libam shall Yisrael mitzaras hashibut sheschina leshabdom. One pshat in Rashi, tzaras nistumu a name. Dovach in other pshat in Rashi shebikish legalis is a kates lebon of Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the kates to his children, the Nistam Amenu, and it was hidden from him. Even though these seem to be two basic opposites, Tzoros on the one hand, Bikish Legalis is a Kate. There's a Shaychus to the Kate over here. Amahalach is out to prove that really these two Pshatim in Rashi is one Pshat. The worse the Tzoros, the bigger Gilui of the Kate. When it says in this Rashi, the Nistam Amenu, means that Yaakov Avinu couldn't actually tell his children the actual kate when Mashiach is going to come. But nevertheless, there are great giluyim of the kate during Golus. And you know what? The worse the Golus is, the thicker the Golus is, the greater giluyim they are of the kate. And that's how these two pshatim and Rashi go hand in hand. Nistamu Einem. When we're living through periods of Nistamu Einem Shel Yisrael, that's the time of Bikish Legalus is the kate. That's the time where Yaakov Avinu succeeded us in giving us somewhat of giluyim of the kate, whatever's allowed to be neskiale in the during Golus before Mashiach is going to come. But Vadai, when Mashiach comes, that's going to bring the shleimus of all the giluyim. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded Yaakov in this week's parsha with allowing Yaakov to be megale, revealing certain inyonim of the kate. But there's a tonight only when we go through Golus. When we go through difficult patches of Golus, that's where we see, that's where we can find giluyim of the kate. What do I mean over here? Something mamish very profound. And again, this is really a shir on its own. We're just going to touch upon it and no more. We know there's a chilek between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara says that Torah Shebiksav, you're not allowed to say Bal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, you're not allowed to write. What's the difference? Why is it? When you write something down, you have to write it with sentences, with new paragraphs, gaps between words. Otherwise you can't read it. That's Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebal Peh, you can't write. Because the gilui of Torah Shebal Peh is a gilui that's not shaykh to gaps. It's not shaykh to leaving holes. It's not shaykh to leaving lines empty. Torah Shebal Peh is the Torah of the case of the Achas Hayomim. And the Torah of the case of the Achas Hayomim is the Torah that's a man. A mayan ein soif, where it's going to be nizgale lasid lavoi, the Torah that we're going to continuously being megale and mechadesh loyelam lenetzach netzachim. That's not shaykh to the beginning of Biksav Bechla. Torah to Biksav corresponds to the Torah that is with us, that we learn where there's gaps. What does it mean where there's gaps? In other words, where one doesn't see the flow, that it's non-stop flowing. There's a certain amount of mitzvahs. There's a certain amount of oisius in the Torah. You mustn't take any out. You mustn't put any in. Has a certain seder. The ein soif of Torah. The Torah has no soif. There's no soif. You don't know where the soif. You don't know where the beginning. It's all a mayan shein soif. That's not in Torah Shebiksav. That is in Torah Shebal Peh. And therefore Torah Shebal Peh is the gilui of the Torah of Liyasid Lavoi. Rebbe wrote down Mishnayis because it was Hirath Shah, and he wrote down Mishnayis. And we discussed this before, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, he wrote the Mishnayis, had the neshama of Yaakov Avinu. Because if you do have this form, bring down that Hanasi, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rosh Tevis, Nasi, neshama shel Yaakov Avinu. So Rabbi wrote down Mishnayis, was Megale, writing down was Megale, the Torah of Lasid Lavoi. Where did Rabbi get the koyach to write down Mishnayis? From which parsha? From Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi is a parsha in Torah Shebiksav, but it's the gilui of Torah Shebal Peh. How many psukim are there in Parshas Vayechi? Peh, 85. Peh hei psukim. Parshas Vayechi is the chelik of Torah Shebikhtav where Yaakov Avinu succeeded in being megala the Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, that's why. And where we look through history, where were the greatest giluyim of Torah Shebaal Peh? In the worst periods, in our darkest patches in history. Especially beginning with the Yevonim, where the ikkis paschas of Torah Shebaal Peh began in the times of the Yevonim. And the Pasuk said, the Medrash says in the Pasuk Baris, it's like Toyu Vavoyu V'choyshech. Now what does Choyshech correspond to? We discussed it in the Chanukah Shiurim. Yevonim, Shechshichoi Neim Shei Yisrael. That's the period when Mishnah
is Paschas Torah Shebaal Peh.
When did Gemara come out? In the times of Rabbi Akiva, in the times of the Romans. Torah Shebaal Peh of Gemara, of Brises, is the Gemara Sanhedrin, is Kula Levi Rabbi Akiva. He is the leader of all the Brises. And we know Rabbi Akiva was martyred, he was killed al Kiddush Hashem. And we know Rabbi Akiva also has the Nitzos Neshama of Yaakov Avinu, because Akiva is also the same letters as Yaakov. Rabbi is the Nitzos Neshama of Yaakov Avinu, he was Megala Mishnayis. Rabbi Akiva is the letters of Yaakov Avinu, the Nitzos Neshama of Yaakov Avinu, he was Megala, the Brises in the Gemara. All in the darkest era, in the darkest times. So that we start understanding now why. What the connection between the two pshat in the beginning of Rashi? Says Rashi, why is Parshas Vayechi stuma? Do you know why Parshas Vayechi is stuma? Do you know why there's no gaps? Because Parshas Vayechi is the gilui of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the Torah that you mustn't write down. It doesn't belong to Ketav because there's limitless amount of letters. There's no gevul, there's ein soif of letters. It never stops. If it never stops, there's never an empty gap in Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, it's a mayan, it's a well that's constantly flowing. And therefore, you mustn't write down Torah Shebaal Peh. And nevertheless, in Parshas Vayechi, it's a Parshas Stuma. In other words, there's no gap. There's no gap between Vayigash and Vayechi. To teach us that Parshas Vayechi is a Gila of Torah Shebaal Peh, where there's no gaps. It's continuously, it's a mayan, a wellspring that's continuously pouring out with new Torah. Says Rashi, Lefi Shenifta Yaakov Nistamu Libo Meinei Mitzoras HaShibud. Now begins the Tzoras, now begins the Shibud. You know what? There in the Shibud, that's where all the Giluim of the Kate are going to come out. Yavache, Shabikish Legal Es HaKate. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the Torah of Lost Lovoi. The Nistam Imenu, but it got blocked. The whole Torah of Lost Lovoi wasn't allowed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Memale the Rotten of Tzadikim. Hashem always wants to the Rotten of Tzadikim, and therefore he enabled part of the Gilui of Torah of Lost Lovoi, yes, to be Megala. When? When it's Nistamu name Shel Yisrael B'Tzoras HaShibud. In the times of the Greeks, in the times of the Romans, in terms of Torah, those were our greatest eras. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin on the pasuk in here, "Asachim Heshivani, Elu Talmud Bavli." Talmud Bavli was galus, and it's the most golden Gemara. Talmud Bavli is far more learned than Talmud Yerushalmi, and Talmud Bavli came out in galus Bavel, and they didn't want to come back to the Beis Hamikdash to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash because the Torah was so great in Bavel. But dafke b'machashakim Heshivani, through the Tzoras Hashibud. That's what we remember, Gala, the greatest amounts of Torah. Because that was promised. That was Yaakov Avinu. In the Nisruy name Shel Yisrael B'Tzoras HaShibud, that's when the Giluim of the Kates come out. That's Parshas Vayechi, Pehei Psukim, Torah Shebaal Peh, that's connected to Torah Shebikhtav. And then we can go on and on with this. And in the lacking time, we just have another few minutes. So we'll quickly discuss. Yaakov Avinu in this week's Parsha brings his children together and says, Hey, Osfu, Vagid Elohem, Esau Sheyikre, Ba'achris, Hayomim. Say Svam Akdoshim, Hey Osu, the Mor B'Shemesh says Hey Osu means when you want to gather somebody inside, you can use the Lashon of Hey Osu. Yaakov Avinu is bringing his children inside to be Megala to them, Giluim of the Torah of Lost Loving. Va'agid Elohem is the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. Says Svam Akdoshim, Mor B'Shemesh is Meramaz on it. Agido comes from the Lashon of Agada. Agada to Gemara. What are the most profound Gemaras? The Agada to Gemaras. Agada to Gemaras are the Gemaras of Lost Love, all Giluim of Lost Love. Hey Osfu, Va'agidu Lachem. Agada to Gemaras. I'll teach you the Giluim, the secrets of Lost Love. That's the Agada. Why is it? You know, the Gemara says you should always begin Torah with an Agada to Gemara. Why? Because says the Gemara, they're Moshe Chasalev. They're nice, they're interesting. Gemara doesn't, also means Pashup Shat, but they're interesting. and a piece of Tokfe coin that you're learning about Metzia perhaps is more mind-boggling. So if you start with a nice piece of Agadata Gemara, it's a nice beginning. But the Oymek Inyan is because Agadata, these are the Shoyrish of Tosh Baal Peh. These are the Shoyrish of the Giluim of Lasid Lovi. V'agid Alachem, that's the Shoyrish of all Agadata Gemaras. If you look in the Mefarshim on the Agadata Gemaras, you see that they're all hiding tremendous secrets of Torah. That's V'agid Alachem, Esa Sheikor V'achris Hayom. Therefore, Parshas Vayechi, which is suddenly megalatos, chelokim of Torah, they have to really stay secret, ends Vayisim ba'oran b'mitzrayim. And we know the Aroin b'mitzrayim in the end of Vayechi, Vayisim ba'oran, represents the Aroin that was hidden in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, say Chazal. There was a menorah and there was an Aroin. The menorah was the aura of the menorah that lit up the whole Beit HaMikdash that we could see. And then there's an Oroin, where the Oroin, that Or of the Oroin was hidden, that's the hidden Or. Oroin was called Oroin because it has an Or, but the Or of the Oroin is a hidden Or. A bit of this Or that was hidden in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was Nizgala over here, in Vayisim Ba'orim B'Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Golos, but Yaakovina succeeded in bringing that Or Agonos of the Oroin into Mitzrayim, Vayisem Ba'oroin B'Mitzrayim. In Golos, we have the Gili of the Oroin of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of the Or HaGonos. So that's how Parsha Vayechi ends. The Parsha with Pehei Psukim, the Parsha with Torah Baal Peh, the Giluim of Torah Lasid Lavoi, is Hashem listened to Yaakovinu and took that Or HaGonos and put it into Mitzrayim, and Dafker in the Choshech of the Golos, that's where we're always going to uncover and reveal these tremendous Oiris, the Oiris of Torah, the Oiris of Liyasid Lavoi. That's an unbelievable chizuk for us, and that's why in the last few hundred years we see there's been a tremendous gilu. We had the Arizal, who was Megala Torah, that wasn't supposed to be Nizgala till Mashiach. We had the Baal Shem Tov, we had the Ramchal, all these people, all these giluyim of tremendous Kabbalah, of things that hadn't been revealed for 1,000 years, suddenly came out now, because the darker the Golos gets, the greater Or lies deep, deep within that Golos. The greater the Mechashakim, the greater Nistimu'i name, as the Parashat Vayechi begins, Vayisim Ba'orim B'Mitzrayim. That's the connection between the beginning of the Parashat Vayechi Yaakov, the Parashat Ustumui, Nistimu'i name, and the end of the Parashat, which is Vayisim Ba'orim B'Mitzrayim, which is the Or that comes with us into the Golos. Dafker in these difficult times, that's where the Or always comes. A tremendous chizuk for us. We have to mechazik ourselves, and we have to realize that today in yeshiva, most of the day spent learning Torah Baal Peh, we have to realize the chashivas of Torah Baal Peh, and the chashivas, how it's kihem chayenu, how it's all being mekar of the geula, and especially when we learn these shiurim, when we get together, and we learn chalakim of pnimiyus haTorah, we have to realize that we're being mekar of the geula by being megale all these bechinas down here in Golos, which will emet Hashem speedily nowadays bring closer and closer together the geula. Ola shleim av amitzes v'mehera b'yomenu. Amen.